This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Yesterday, auctioneer David Herskowitz, mixing natural history with natural salesmanship, talked with us about the market in meteorites and about the rarity of a direct hit of something on Earth.
There's very, very little area on the planet that is densely populated. So that's why out of all of history, there have been no meteorite persons collisions. In other words, not one meteorite had hit a human being on this planet. Though, about 5 years ago, there was a meteorite that actually killed a cow.
And so begins our letters segment for today. David Herskowitz directs the Natural History section at Heritage Auctions of Dallas. They're auctioning a number of space rocks this weekend, among them the Garza Stone, which hit a house outside Chicago. It weighs 5 pounds, and it's expected to fetch more than $55,000. But to the point, many of you take issue with the assertion that no meteorite has ever hit a person. Luke Landers of Dothan, Alabama writes, "A human certainly has been struck by a meteorite. Most fourth graders in Alabama could tell you that. Anne Hodges was struck by a meteorite as she lay on her sofa in her home in Sylacauga, Alabama, birthplace of Jim Nabors." Well, that story was too intriguing to pass up, so we called upon John Hall. Mr. Hall, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
You are a former naturalist at the Alabama Museum of Natural History, and you spent decades showing off one of the museum's most astronomically cool exhibits, which is the rock. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. Well, the Sylacauga meteorite, or better known as the Hodges meteorite, hit Mrs. Hodges about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on November the 30th, 1954.
She was inside the house, I believe, not feeling well, lying down on that day.
That is correct. This thing came into the atmosphere, was widely seen as a bright light for hundreds of miles in every direction, exploded over the town of Sylacauga, and one of the fragments, weighing about 8.5 pounds, penetrated the roof, struck an old-fashioned cabinet radio, smacking it pretty hard, and then bounced off and hit her in the hand and hip.
Which raises, of course, an important question for judging David Herskowitz's claim. If a meteorite comes through the roof and bounces off a radio and then hits somebody, not exactly a clean hit of a person by the meteorite. Kind of a carom shot.
She probably disagree with that. There's a photograph of her lying in a hospital bed in Sylacauga with a great big bruise on her hip. that's all I can say is it hit her. Okay.
Okay. What led us to this entire discussion was the notion of people apparently being willing to spend tens of thousands of dollars for a meteorite. What did Mrs. Hodges get for the meteorite?
Well, early on, Mr. Hodges got offers as high as more than $5,000. But the lawsuit between Miss Hodges and her landlady muddied the water, and by the time that was resolved, no one was interested in buying the meteorite. So a year later, she donated the meteorite to the Alabama Museum of Natural History to keep it from going out of state.
I see. So the landlord claimed that it would the meteorite should convey with the property. I see.
In fact, legally, she demonstrated that was true, which is why the Hodges paid her a nominal amount for the rights to the meteorite. But in the end, practically nobody made any money off that one.
Mr. Hall, thank you very much for talking.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
That's Dr. John Hall, former naturalist for the Alabama Museum of Natural History. If one of our stories strikes you, or a meteorite, write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.